There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You can tell everybody, yeah, you can tell everybody, go ahead and tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, yes I am, yes I am, yes I am, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I believe every lie that I ever told.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Brian Robinson from the Washington Commanders will join us coming up at 9 a.m. But right now, we're joined by Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan columnist. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Super. I knew you'd have me on election day. We can talk all about this.
Let's break it down.
I think we're going to talk about other topics. EB, did you want to ask Rick Snyder about the sculpture slash piece of art that you were
Well, my buddy Bobby Horsey sent me. He knew exactly what I was talking about.
Okay, yeah.
All right. It's this big naked guy. I used to be at the Hirshhorn.
Okay.
Now, for some reason, my wife dragged me to that like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Is the Hirshhorn, by the way, I don't even know. Is that an art gallery or is that a museum, Rick?
You can ask Rick.
I'm asking.
Well, it is one of the Smithsonian's. It's the round one next to the castle down on Independence Avenue.
Right. I went there one time. I don't know what it looks like. But that big naked guy, that's like a famous thing. My buddy says it's not there anymore. What do you know what I'm talking about?
I kind of do. I don't go into Hirshhorn very often because it's this new art that makes no sense. But I mean, it's like monkeys and colors and stuff. I don't know. It's not like the other. It's not like the other art galleries. If it's the one I'm thinking of, I didn't know they'd moved it, but they're doing a lot of work to Hirshhorn. I mean, they're totally revamping the place, including the sculpture garden. They took everything out.
Right.
So that probably is one of them. So, you know, if you got that piece of art, yeah, you got some money. You should go over to Ted Leonsis's new gallery.
What's his gallery?
He's got one. You know where Clyde's is. So to the left of Clyde's, he opened a brand new gallery. He wants to turn the whole area into like this big arts district. You guys haven't quite heard about all this yet, but
correct.
You know, I went to his opening of it, and he's got Harry Benson.
We were supposed to go to that, actually.
We were invited to it.
We were totally supposed to go to that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was busy.
That was like a week or 10 days ago, right?
Yeah.
It was cool. You know, it was cool. They brought around, you know, food that you never saw before.
Again. Right.
But it was Harry Benson, great photographer, has all his stuff there, and it's free for people to go.
Right.
Go before the game. So you're going to see, you know, Leonsis is grabbing a lot of land around that arena. You're going to see a big change coming up in another year.
Really? All right. That'd be great for the city, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't hurt.
I mean, you don't even know where the portrait gallery is, and it's literally across the street.
Right.
So, you're going to see a lot of change. He's quietly making his move. So, since they're not going anywhere.
Right.
All
right. Well, speaking of changes, our change is afoot for the Commanders. It is trade deadline day today. I believe 4 p.m. is the deadline for acquiring new players. Do you think Adam Peters is a player? Is Emmanuel Forbes going to be on the move? What do you see happening for the Commanders today?
First, is there no end to the NFL's arrogance to have trade deadline day on presidential election day? You know, that's just crazy. But I don't see a whole lot of change coming, but it's one of those things. I wouldn't be surprised if they made a move. I don't think they make more of that. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. Chemistry is so important with this team right now. Bringing a new guy, maybe he fits in, maybe he doesn't, but you're taking a risk. But they could definitely use it. I mean, listen, right now you can win games with this secondary and no pass rushing, really. You can't win in January. And do you have a chance in January this time? Yes, they actually have a chance to be a real Super Bowl contender. Doesn't mean next year they will be. So this is your one chance. Do it. You know, do what you got to do to get there because you might not see it again forever. And I think, you know, there's a couple guys out there, but nothing that thrills me. I mean, you could go for an edge rusher out of Cleveland with Smith or maybe a corner with Jonathan Jones out of New England. You know, here the wild one is Chase Young is being dangled out there because the Saints figured him out, you know. And he's got half a contract year left, so you don't really obligate him. Could you see them bringing Chase Young back?
Hell no.
I don't. I mean,
that's the last thing. That's the last thing they want is a Ron guy.
I mean, first of all, he sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really funny when I hear that. But this staff has no connections to him, but they've gotten rid of everybody. I mean, Emmanuel Forbes has barely played the past month. I say dangle him as a trade bait thing. Somebody else would be dumb enough, like Jahan Dotson's trade, to give you something.
Like, what do you think realistically they could get on the market for Emmanuel Forbes? Like, somehow they swindled a third out of Howie Roseman for Dotson, which I still have a hard time believing.
You know, if you could maybe get a fifth, I mean, the good part is if you think you can fix him, because they all do, you got him under contract for three more years, and he's a first-round pick. So you could get him cheaper. But I'd throw him in as a trade. If you were really going to have to give up, like, a one or a two for somebody, maybe you can say, I'll give you Forbes two, and we lower the round one round. Instead, you know, I'll give you a two or a three instead of a one or a two and Forbes and get rid of that. I mean, literally, he's played no snaps, two of four games, six in another, and 23-1. That's it. They've abandoned him, and it's not like his replacements are great. They just don't want to play him anymore.
So what position would you want them to go after first? Would it be edge or corner or another position?
I go edge first because edge can help the corner. Yeah. You know, if you get a good edge there, a good corner doesn't help an edge as much. So they could really use a guy on the front line, especially run. I mean, what I loved about the Giants win is both sides stood there and said, I'm going to run over you, see if you can stop me. And they were last man standing because the Giants took their shots too. And that was a good game to win because it wasn't a finesse downfield game. This was a smash mouth game. So that showed me some, you know, intensity of what they can do, and the line can hold. But they need better run defense, too, and not that an edge guy does that, but it helps. So I think that's – if they do anything, I think it's an edge rusher.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks will be challenging, not just because of the teams, but, you know, the fact that, they haven't had a bye yet, all right? So – and they've – starting to get nicked up a little bit with, you know, Brian Robinson having some issues on the defensive line. Hopefully, Jonathan Allen, of course, is out for the year. But, you know, Pittsburgh will pose a challenge because of their defense, right? And especially their edge rushers. And then Philly is starting to put it together with four straight wins, and Barkley is pretty much unstoppable. So you just have to, you already talked about stopping the run. You have to try and figure out a way. Because that game is more important than Pittsburgh because it's a division game. You've got to have to find a way to stop Barkley somehow. So maybe they do go out and get somebody to try and help stop Barkley in particular in the two games they have to face him.
Yeah, I mean, Barkley's flipping over people backwards now. I mean, this is crazy.
Yep.
I think next week you got a Sunday and a Thursday night. Just try not to go 0-2. If you got to lose one, lose to Pittsburgh, like you said. The Philly games will probably decide the division title.
Yep.
You know, if you split... I think if they split them, I think Marston wins the title on this. They've got some winnable games down the stretch. They got some tough ones, but it could go at least 4-4 down the end here, and that's 11 wins. What I love about this season so far is, unlike the last five times they've made the playoffs during the Snyder era, they had to be life and death to get in the playoffs. This time they're playing with house money on the front. They haven't done that since 91. So it's kind of one of those seasons you can actually enjoy versus, oh, my God, they finally made it at the end.
How would you feel, though, if they lose the next two, which are going to be tough games against the Steelers right. And Eagles?
Yeah, and then they play Dallas. So, I mean, it's not a death knell.
But Dallas will be without Dak.
Yeah, I think they can beat Dallas.
Yeah, point. They better beat Dak or a Dakless Cowboy team.
Well, didn't that backup go like 5-0 or something that one year?
Cooper Rush. Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, just kind of looking at the schedule of the next month, Rick. It's unfortunate for Commanders fans that the Eagles are playing Dallas in Dallas, but Dak's not going to be there. Not, I still would have picked Philly, but at least with Dak, you have a shot. Then Philly has to play, obviously, here against or at home against Washington. Then they got to play the Rams on the road, and then they got to play Baltimore on the road. So they've got two toughies after the Commander game. So if the Commanders can beat Philly just based on the upcoming schedule, man, that would be huge because you could see Philly losing. Hell, they could lose both those games on the road, Rams and Ravens.
Yeah, it's a good point. And I think if they go 0-2 next week, what it means is forget the division title, but you could still very much be a wild card. So, you know, that might help you around in the playoffs. I mean, I think they can get at least one round into the playoffs. And then you see, you know, what you have left. This team is steadily improving on there.
Hey,
and
you watched. Kind of,
go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, Rick, you watched Jaden in the preseason. I think you were optimistic. He's far exceeded anything you could have projected, right?
Yeah. I mean, his playbook knowledge is even better than I guessed. But he looked good coming into camp. I knew he studied hard. The great thing in the summer is you never saw the ball on the ground. And so I'm not surprised by his completions. But I guess the thing, he still has a little bit of work to do in spotting down field receivers. But, I mean, the question is he rookie of the year? Is he also MVP of the you know, they get to the playoffs, he's got a shot at MVP. That's phenomenal. He might be their best passer and player overall since Sonny.
Saying a lot because you've got Hall of Famers.
Well, I mean, quarterback-wise.
Okay, quarterback, sure.
He's just, you know, he's the real deal, and he's got the right attitude. Unlike some of the quarterbacks we've seen come through here that just thought they walked on water and they wouldn't put in the work. You know, I mean, it's just he's done everything right. And he's got Kingsbury, which helps a lot.
Kingsbury's been great. I didn't like him in the first six quarters that he coached, but after that, he's been great. What do you say to guys like Drab and others? I really like to point my bitterness at Drab that say they haven't seen enough. That, you know, and there are 1 year wonders. You know, guys do have 1 year and then sort of disappear. But I just don't see any warning signs that hey, this could be a fluke.
Yeah, because it's putting the work in. That's the difference between he and Chase Young. Chase Young had a great rookie year, and they didn't put in the work, and he fell off the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I don't think Jaden does that. I think he continues. He's a guy that shows up at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless something radical changes like that, he'll continue to be better. But yeah, I agree. Your sophomore year is when everybody's had more time to take a look at you and figure out what to do. I mean, Robert Griffin, but he had an injury too. But you know, you've got to always keep working hard. I mean, in the NFL, the day you stop working is the day you're out of the league. Happens. I've had coaches tell me that. Why do fringe players last 3 years and disappear? Because they stop putting in the work because they think they got it made, and boom, they're gone.
Right.
I don't see that happening with this kid. I mean, he's going to Wizards games, which are kind of weird. Why do you want to watch that? But,
yeah. But he was understated. Like, one thing that I was impressed with, you're talking about kind of the way that he carries himself. He was pretty understated. He wasn't dressing with anything crazy.
He wasn't at his presser, though. He was wearing a big five jewelry thing. It's fine.
He's young. He's got a lot of some coin in his pocket. I know. Spend some of it. It's
all
good.
It's fine. But he wasn't exactly understated there.
Yeah, it's a big chain.
He's a lot like Champ Bailey was. They're just cool guys that you like.
Right.
You know, Champ was like that, too. I mean, once in a while, you get a guy like that. That's who he is. It's sort of like, you know, when things look bad, he's just the guy that looks at you and go, we got this. And he goes on out.
Right.
And he does.
Do you like them against the Steelers?
No. I think this, you know, people get on me, but I'm like, you can't pick them to win every game. That's Larry Michael Skin's tangibles pick.
That's a good recall there, Rick.
Yeah, it's only a few years ago. I still have some memory left of those years. But it's, you know, it's, I think Pittsburgh's maybe just going to catch them too at the right time. But, you know, this offense, you never know. But I think this defense is a little tired too. I think this is a game that they catch. In Philly, you can get your adrenaline back up a little bit. This is not quite that game. I'd be interested to see what the fans are in the stand. What's the ratio? You know, did the Steelers fans get these tickets early before Commanders fans started buying them?
Right.
Because they've had the home crowd four games already this season, barely against the Giants. But, you know, I want to see that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Normally, last year, this would be, 90% Steelers crowd.
Yeah.
You know, I think it might be 50-50 this time.
All right.
That's better than 90-10 the other way. Rick, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys.
That's Rick Snyder, 106.7 The Fan. Columnist. Don't forget, later in the show, we'll be joined by Sean Syed from Sumer Sports, talk NFL with him. And, of course, we'll talk Commanders with Brian Robinson, their running back. He'll join us at 9 a.m.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.